Good morning, church. Well, I can guarantee you, just like I said last week, that we have an excellent list this week. It has been prepared specifically for you. It's customized for each and every one of you because God knows what your needs are this week, and He's going to meet them. So let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and let's sing. Father, we thank You once again now. That we can get together here. May we never take that for granted. That we have the freedom to worship You uninhibited. And now, Father God, we have songs that lift up and glorify You. And Father, we just ask once again now as we come to You in spirit and in truth. That is so very important, to come to You in spirit and in truth. That You would just meet us here once again with Your Holy Spirit. Let it be a powerful time of worship here. We thank You for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. And Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and cares I claim for my own. Then like the blind man that got me back his sight. I saw the light, I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander astray. Straight is indeed and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Thank you.
Doesn't matter how bound up you are. God slices right through it. Sets Amen. You free.
My beloved's and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and he is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. A smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and he is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Hallelujah.
That's a very important concept to grasp. I am God's beloved, and he is mine, and he wraps me with his love. And his banner over me is total, unconditional love. Unconditional.
Lord of all, to him all
Christ he has cried, and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throne we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown. And his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell story to be my theme and glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, for wonderful it seems than all the gold and fancy of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story, it did so much for me, and that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story, will be my theme and glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, 'tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, to be my theme and glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, for those who know it best seem hungering and thirsty to hear it like the rest. And when it sings of glory, I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme and glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love.
Amen.
You know, before Moses wrote down the first five books in the Old Testament, you know, they didn't have television or radio or magazines and stuff. And so the family would sit around and the father would say, let me tell you where God brought us from. Let me tell you about our past. And you know, this is what we're inheriting right now. This is our spiritual inheritance. That's the old, old story. It's an old, old story, but it's a new, new song every single time. And it is an amazing one.
Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before Thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All Thy works with joy surround Thee, earth and heaven reflect Thy rays. Stars and angels sing around Thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in Thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are Thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals join the mighty chorus, which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
Amen. Does anybody know who wrote that song? It was a classical composer. His name was Beethoven, if you've heard of him. He wrote the score for this, and somebody came in probably about 50 years later and filled some words in with it. But you know what? Beethoven was filled with God's music in his soul. I mean, to write this, he was... And on top of that, toward his life, when he started going deaf and full-on deaf, he was writing music. And how hard would it be to do something to which you can't even hear? You can't, I mean, to see an orchestra playing some composition that you've created and you see hands moving, but you don't hear anything. How hard would that be? But he wrote this when he was still able to hear. Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory and Lord of love.
Yeah. who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Majesty, worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority. Closer His throne, unto His own, is in the praise. So who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, I love Thee, I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou.
I'll obey.
I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey.
You know, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. But he didn't add, you know, if you feel like it. That's what this song is talking about. You know, for it's the way to prove my love when feelings go away. When you don't feel, you know what is right. You know what God wants you to do. But your emotions are just running wild and you're just saying, argh! Which is why Paul said, you know, be angry and sin not. It's a human emotion. We want God to rule over us. Rule over us.
I want to know you more. The faintest.
is serving you. I want to serve you more. I want to serve you more. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord in His sanctuary. Praise the Lord in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him on account of the excellence of His greatness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being in the house of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it is a day to celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Hallelujah. To worship Him in spirit and in truth. Oh, hallelujah. He says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Greater love had no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And he rose from the dead, and he spoiled principalities and powers, and he made a show over them, openly triumphing over them at the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no other name, no other name under heaven given among men whereby men must be saved, but only the name of Jesus, only the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, he didn't come to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And we claim victory today. By his stripes we are healed, and we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, let this mind be in us who was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, who was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking upon himself the form of a servant, he became in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And being in fashion as a man, oh, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And God high exalted him, and he gave him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, and today we celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Oh, it's a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of his might. Oh, because of him we have life, and we have it more abundantly. Praise his holy name. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that we can honor, oh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a day of victory today. We thank you for your Holy Spirit moving in the midst of us today mightily. Oh, and doing a deep work in each and every one of us, that we're not going to live the same as we came. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for anointing the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Oh, give him freedom to preach. Give him clarity of mind, and let the word come out with power, we pray. And touch each and every person today, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let today the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times, and his praise be continually in our mouth, we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The Bible says, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he that soweth bountifully, he also shall reap bountifully. So every man, every woman, as they purpose in their hearts, let them give. Let them give, not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, also for blessing the finances of this church. Thank you for making it multiply, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord God, for victory today. We pray that you anoint everyone that gives a testimony today. and touch also Thomas as he gives the invitation. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified all day today with the testimonies, with the music, and with the word of God coming out of the pulpit. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
Okay, good morning. Glad to see you. It filled up a little more in here. Okay, we're going to have some testimonies. If anybody's got a testimony, I want to say God is making provision for me like he promised in his word he would do. And so it's wonderful to be in that position, leaning on God to do it. We don't have to do it ourselves. That doesn't mean you don't have to get out there and work. Yes. But you can trust in him to provide it. So, okay, any testimonies this morning? Okay, Irene.
Good morning. I just wanted to say and share something that very pertinent to me, but I guess maybe applies to others, and that is that I think we all are seeking to have the liberty in the Lord, because he says, who the Son of God sets free is free indeed. And over all the years that I have known him, I was seeking for his freedom, but there were a lot of things that were deceptive in my life. And really, I didn't know that I was more in bondage than in freedom. So when the Lord started dealing with me and showing me the errors and some of the wrong beliefs and some of the wrong involvements and openness to things that were actually defiling me, it was a process of freedom. It didn't come overnight, and it's still not completely there. But the reason I'm sharing is this, is that God wants us to be clean, to be free. And the process of getting clean, it takes the Holy Spirit to show us where we need to get things that have been controlling us or binding us to get rid of. And I started this process a couple of years ago, almost, maybe more. And it was coming to the point that I knew this is right and this is wrong, but my prayer is constantly asking the Holy Spirit for the spirit of discernment, the discernment of spirits actually, and His wisdom and knowledge to be able to do all that. And many times I just go by myself and I just talk to Him, and I wanted to have a good time and rejoice and praise Him, but many times what happened is that He bring me into a lot of repentance. And confession and acknowledgement of those things that I was open to be defiled, that keep me from getting the freedom that He has for me. So basically, there's a time that it was so clear to me, you have to renounce this, repent of it, break all the soul tied with it, and the curses that come because of that and the defilement, and then you can be set free and get the things that needs to get away from you. And the process is like that. You can have to put the horse before. So it's amazing to me how this happens. And I believe everybody has their own personal life where that needs that cleansing and that freedom. And it's just a Holy Spirit work. And after more and more, cleaner you are and able to see, more you are able to receive what God has for you and walk in that destiny. Amen. Amen.
I appreciate that testimony. And, you know, along the way too, when you're getting cleaned up, you might find out that you pick up some stuff that you need to get cleaned up from. You know what I mean? So it's a continual lifelong process. Yeah. And that's just the way it is. This is interesting. I'll just put this out there for, and you can think about it whatever you want. But, I read in the paper in Yuba City this week on Thursday evening, a census worker went by this house of this woman, and she was 67 years old, and she ran her out of there. And I guess she'd come to the door. This was late in the evening, about 8 o'clock, and she said, that's not late for a lot of people, but it was late for her, I guess. And so she came to the door with her shotgun and told her to hit the road. Well, the Yuba City police came by an hour later and killed the woman. Yes. Came to the door with her shotgun again, and they just killed her. So I thought that would look good on her gravestone, huh? Killed for not taking the census. But that's the truth. That's what happened in Yuba City. Of course, that's what I say. The only truth I know is the lady was killed. But all the details, I don't know. But anyway, I thought it was an interesting story. So, sometimes you got to pick your battles too, you know. Yeah. Charles, you got testimony?
Say hi. No. Suddenly he's faced with the fact that he has all these eyeballs looking at him. Well, our testimony this week is a joint testimony. Is not everybody makes it to their next birthday, like Thomas was just saying. Never take it for granted. And David, he just hit number 2 yesterday. Boy, I tell you, Mr. Shy all of a sudden. And, you know, it's just, it's a special little thing. And, you know, to be able to sing happy birthday to him and to see his face light up and to lavish a little bit of extra attention on him, You know, to say, hey, you know what? It's a special day today. Because exactly 2 years ago, you came into this world. Now, he doesn't understand that right now. But, you know, like, for instance, I just made a little home video and I talked at the camera. And, you know, this is something for David to watch in the future. It'll be his legacy. And I'm sure his brothers will play this clip for him at some point in the future as well. Part of, you know, Andrew and Isaac's favorite thing is if they do come up here, we get the clips and they'll sit there and watch the clips over and over again. One of Andrew's favorite clips he says is, Dad, let's talk about, you know, my salvation. Let's talk about my salvation. Let's see the video clip. Let's see that movie about my salvation. When we were having communion and we came up and Andrew was able to partake in his first communion as a born again believer. So. It is a life is precious, and like Thomas said, it is not to be taken for granted. So, anyways, today or yesterday, hey David, come on. Today is David's birthday, 2 years old. Maestro?
Can we do
that? Yeah, let's do it.
You can't say it no more. Remember?
We can do it.
Praise God, and good morning to you. We got some things to pray for today, and it's amazing, I think, you know, when we start out, that we don't have a lot to pray for, and then requests just keep coming in. I'm going to start today with Diane Cadle, and Diane Cadle was walking Friday when she stumbled and fell hard on the concrete sidewalk. She hit the concrete with her face and is very swollen. She also injured her hands. And we need to pray for her that God will take away the pain and heal her quickly. Now, she was here Thursday night sitting about where Javier is sitting. And she was in good shape, but she did not know that she would have this severe accident. And I want to share this with you, how God is working. She was probably about 5-6 blocks away from her home when she fell, and she did not have her, she couldn't call on the cell phone, and she was bleeding profusely. And some lady stopped, a car stopped, and this car, the lady that had a car, didn't think, you know, well, I don't want to make my seats bloody. She simply, they just put her in the car and took her home. And that shows, you know, there still are people out there that care and are not afraid to get their car messed up. Got a prayer request here from Jason. And the last name is Schumacher. Strohmeyer, Jerry, Gary, okay, and that's a lady, okay, all right, please pray for Gary Strohmeyer. She has just divorced her husband, to whom she had been married for 27 years. He's full of demons and spirits and will not support her in any way. She's losing her home and has nowhere to go. Please pray that God will open a door for her to where she can find a new place to live. And it is not easy for women when there's a divorce. They might have been homemakers and they don't have the skills and to get a job. So we will pray for Gary here. And then I want to share this, and let's talk about the oil again. Some people says, well, I don't care that much about oil. Let me just say this. The stock market, the commodity markets, and the banks are all controlled from above. And when I say above, I'm not talking about God, I'm talking about Satan. And the center right now for finances is in the city of London. And this is where the power brokers sit in London. And they control Berlin, New York, Paris, and all the other cities. And what they do is that commodity markets or stock markets are not free where they can simply speculate, come in and out. It is very much manipulated. And so when it comes to oil, why is oil important? Our entire civilization is built upon oil. Everything we do is built upon oil. And so what they're doing is they're trying to simply manipulate it. And this last week, oil fell again, dropped to $70.04. Down for 71.61. And the big greedy corporations are speculating oil, are pulling out from the market since they're not sure which way the market's going to go. There's a surplus of crude oil, gas and heating oil, and demand is down. Now, this is manipulated. There's no doubt there's confusion among the speculators. The huge oil leak in the Mexican Gulf is striking fear in the oil companies. Let's continue to pray that God would confuse the speculators, confound the international banksters, and keep lowering the price of oil, because it will affect all of us. And this is the answer to the prayer. Last week, we prayed for the rent. God is in the process of answering our prayers concerning the final of the ministry. Last week, people from Europe and the United States, including congregation in Sacramento, made it possible for us to write the rent check for $2,000 and give it to the landlord this morning. Let us pray that we be able to write the final check of $1,000 this week to clear the month of May. Now, we've been here for about 4 years, and I have never got a call yet from our landlord, Rick. And I got a call from him Friday. And he simply said that I haven't heard from you this month. He said, I'm hurting. I have a difficulty paying my mortgage. And it was on a voicemail. He said, do what you can. So I called him up. And I said, well, God has blessed us. I said, you have a check for $2,000 this coming Sunday. And he said, thank you very much. And I said, I'm very embarrassed that I have to be in this position. And here's what the landlord said. Now, he's a Catholic. We try to witness to him and so on. He said, I don't want you to be embarrassed. He said, you're a fine man, and you have a fine congregation. We just got to work together and weather this situation of the economy downturn. So I really appreciate him, but the first time he called, and I was so happy that I was able to say, we do have some money for you. Got a phone call yesterday morning, and I just want to take my time and talk with you here a little bit this morning. This call came in for the state of Wisconsin, and it came in about 6:30 in the morning. I was praying, and I heard a phone go off, and I decided to go and take a look at it. And this man used to live in the Bay Area. His name is Orlando. And he came here for deliverance. We prayed for him and his wife probably about 30 years ago. And things, he moved to Florida, been around and so on. And he's become an alcoholic. And he called up yesterday and he said, I need help. And I really want to be set free. He said, I know that you have the anointing. This ministry has the anointing. And I told him, I'm thinking, you know, well, here's in Wisconsin. We have a guy that is on alcohol. He's on tranquilizers. He's down and out. He smokes. And how do we help him? So I told him this, we're going to send you my new book, and we're going to work with you on the phone, and he appreciated that. If you want to pray for Orlando, he's battling alcohol, nicotine, tranquilizers. He's a defeated Christian, loaded with guilt over his failures. His wife, Christy, is battling nicotine and suffered from abuse in her childhood and previous marriage. So we're going to pray for them this morning. Let me talk to you about Christian dynamics. I believe that there are certain benchmarks and happenings in somebody's life. About 3.5 years ago, God moved upon us to have the webcasting, which you are doing right now, have been doing. It cost us $40,000. We still owe about $10,000 on that we got on a credit card that we have not been able to take care of. So we're whittling away on that. 1995, I wanted to rewrite Christian Dynamics Course Number 1. It's been a bestseller as far as our ministry is concerned. Couldn't do it. 16 years later, I finished it. 350 pages. I have put everything into this book that we know. God had me to be an engineer. I worked as an engineer for a number of years. And this is written as a Christian handbook where you simply are covering everything so a new Christian that is coming along that can simply find and see what happened in the past, what needs to be done, everything that you need to know about God, Jesus Christ, salvation, healing, deliverance, Satan, whatever it is. We got it in the book. Now, let me just read this before I get too excited. We are printing Christian Dynamics Course 1 on demand with our copier. At the same time, we have also started the printing on this book in order to get a large volume at a lower price. We started the print on paper purchase in 2004, and this paper will only produce about 30% of the book. We have spent $595 to service our equipment by professional technicians, and we have purchased printing supply for around $700. If we spread out this cost per book, it will come to 54 cents per book. This is vastly cheaper than using a copy machine. All labor is donated for the printing. Pray with us that God will move on his people to help us out with this cost. We were able to pay the service cost, but the rest we had to use credit for. And I hope that we'll be able to pray this money in, because I believe that in the future, this book is going to play a very crucial part in Christianity. Back in the 1990s, we still had some books left before we ran out of them. And particularly among the Russian churches here in town, Russian Ukrainians, they took my material. I taught in their Bible classes. They took my material. And a lot of things that the Russians have produced in deliverance and in some other teaching on Satan and the coming of the Antichrist is from our material that they took, translated, and are using it. And I don't care if we don't get any credit for it. The thing is, the message is getting out. So at this time, we're going to ask you to come and pray with us. I would like to have the deacons on the second row, elders up here, and those in the congregation that like to pray, would you come up here and stand with us in the front?
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for our many blessings. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to come here in this little church here in Sacramento, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that the truth is spoken here. And Lord, we also want to praise your name that we know that you have churches around America and throughout the world where they are proclaiming the gospel and the truth. And so we thank you, Father, for your ongoing protection over these churches, Lord. And I want to lift up Diane Cadle to you, that she took a spill, Father, and got pretty beat up. We thank you, Father, for quick healing for her, to be restored very quickly. And we thank you, Father God, that you would meet her needs. And also, Lord, that in the future, that all her equilibrium and everything that she needs to be out there walking will be provided by you, Lord, that she can stay mobile. And we thank you for that. And then, Lord, I want to lift up this woman's family in Yuba City, who the Yuba City Police Department shot and killed. And I thank you, Father, for being with that family. Lord, we thank you that you might send some ministers in there of the gospel to meet with them, Lord. And also that that these officers might not be so trigger happy. And maybe sometimes it's better just to leave and let the situation diffuse itself. And so, Lord, you know that situation, Lord. Let not that happen again in Yuba City. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jason, is Jerry a born-again believer? Heavenly Father, I just come before you right now in the precious name of Jesus Christ, your Son. And I just lift up Jerry Strawmeyer to you. I praise you, Father, that she is already a child of God. She is already your precious daughter. And I just ask, I know how hard it is to be in this kind of situation, and it feels like your whole world has just collapsed around you. And Father, I ask that you would just surround her with your all-encompassing love, and that she would not only be able to feel it, but she would be able to receive it completely and totally, and that she would be totally reliant upon you, that she would not trust in her feelings, which can be coming from unclean sources that would try to drag her down and to make her incapacitated. And I come against all those powers of darkness right now in the name of Jesus, and I bind them, and I command that you cannot attack her or influence her or any way. And Father, just help her to trust in you, just to turn to you every moment of the day and not look to any man. She has no need of counseling. You are her counselor, and the Holy Spirit is her comforter, and Jesus is her Savior. And I just ask that you would remind her of those things, that she has, that you are her all in all, and that she would just seek you first, seek the kingdom of God first, and all of her needs will be answered. And I just ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear God, we just praise you and thank you for today. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in America. Thank you, God, for your salvation, your Son Jesus Christ dying on a cross, saving us. Lord, we just praise you and thank you for the way you're dealing with the crisis of oil in America and throughout the world. And Lord, how you're letting the prices of oil drop and go down because people are running scared. Lord God, I ask you and praise you, thank you for this. I praise you, Lord God, that you will continue to have these people's sins, find them out, Lord, and when they will turn and they will run from this situation, Lord God. And people will not drive these prices up.
And Lord, I pray and ask you to please continue to let these prices fall and get back to realization in this world that the prices don't need to be this high to function and to drive in this country. And Lord, I just thank you and praise you for this. And knowing that you are taking care of things in heaven, down here on this earth, Lord, praising you, binding every demon and demonic force up that has attached itself to this ungodly situation that is running rampant throughout the world, knowing that you're taking care of it, Father, praising you, worshiping you, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, we realize that you are our only source. You are the only provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, you know the need here. Oh Lord, you also answer prayers before we even ask. And we want to ask you right now, Lord, for providing, oh Lord, for the finances that this book will be produced. And we produced in numbers. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, for providing it. And I thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for putting in the hearts of the people all around the world that there is a need. There is a need for the kingdom of God. There is a need to educate the people of God. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are going to provide the finances that this book we produced. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen.
Father, we lift up this man, Orlando, and his wife, Christy. And, Father, even though they live in the state of Wisconsin, there is no distance too great. And so, Father, we know that even as this prayer is going up, you are ministering to them and working on their lives. Father, we thank you that this man was able to contact us and just ask for help. That is the first step. And Father, now we lift him up as he has come to us and he has basically bared his soul and said, I'm suffering greatly. And Father, when it comes to this depression that he has, you can't go and undo your past. It is what it is. You can only move forward. And with his wife, Father God, that she's had this abused childhood and a bad previous marriage. They do have each other, and they have right now, and they have somewhat of a future, but it's entirely up to them. And so, Father, I just ask that you would just begin to show them the steps that they need to take to restore their life to a quality of what you want for them. And, Father, in the meantime, while they're doing this, Father God, we just ask that every single demon that is operating in and about them, just pestering them and making their life as close to a living hell as possible here on this earth, Father, we ask that you would just grant them a reprieve. And I bind up these demons in the name of Jesus. Yes. And Father, we just thank you now that your Holy Spirit can come in and just minister to them undisturbed. Father, you know exactly what it is that they need. And Father, I just ask that you would just deliver that sovereignly right now. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I thank you, and we all thank you, Lord, for your mighty miracles that you are doing in bringing in the finances that we need to continue this ministry and all of its activities and resources. Father God, we thank you that you got the money, that you got $2,000 for the rent this month, and that the other 1,000 will be coming in soon, shortly. Thank you, Lord, for your faithful servants that are listening to you and obeying you and are sending out of their love and sometimes out of their need in order to keep us going, Lord God. We thank you for all these lovely people that are your servants, that are listening to your voice. And Father God, we ask that the finances continue to be brought in, Lord, because we trust in you and because you asked us to do this and we are following your instructions. And Father God, we pray for all of our people that we will, all of us, give up our will to your will, Lord God, that we will surrender our whole self to your love and your authority, O God. And Father, help us to resist Satan and not to let him cause us to caress our sins, but to give them up willingly and speedily, Lord God, that we may walk holy before you. Thank you, Father, for hearing this prayer. Thank you for providing the finances needed for all of the activities that you have us doing, and help us to just do the ones that you want us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to say this to you, Orlando, right now, that God has heard your prayer, and all you need to do is just commit yourself to him and be willing to walk with him. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you right now for the prayers being spoken here, Lord. And Father God, there's not only Orlando and Christy. Father God, there are hundreds of other people watching us now and later. And Lord, they have needs. Needs that cannot be met except Jesus Christ is the only one can meet them. And we thank you, Father God, that we have the means of reaching outside these church walls, into homes and places, Father God, where we cannot even travel. Different places of the world, Lord, outside the United States, in the United States. And we thank you, Father, that we could have some great testimonies coming in on a regular basis. And Father God, we want to lift up every business owner and operate in this ministry. Father God, you will prosper them because, Lord, you have been using them to furnish this ministry with finances, Father God. And I thank you right now that, Father God, you will destroy the devourer, and that every contractor, business owner, operator will be blessed, Father God, that in coming weeks you will give them the work, the businesses, and the contract, Father God, that belongs to them. And you take it from Satan, and we thank you for that. And Father God, we also want to pray that you would keep this woman Kagan out of the Supreme Court. Father God, it looks like everybody has caved in, including the Republicans, that is laying down like lap dogs. But we pray, Father God, keep that woman out. And Father God, give us a man or a woman of integrity, that it's upholding the Constitution of America, but most of all, that is walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who agree and believe that this is done, said, Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated.